Hello, this is Tim Reedy. I'm here with Gerard O'Connell, who will be covering Pope Francis's visit to the United States for America Media coming up this September. Jerry, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, first, I thought we could talk a bit about your recent trip with the Pope to South America. What was that like? Perhaps you could give a picture of it for our listeners.
Well, it was a really exhilarating trip because it was a long trip, 8 days from start to finish. We got on the plane just before the Pope, and 10 and 20 minutes after takeoff, the Pope came and greeted each one of us. It was very nice because my wife and I, we've known him for many years, and so we talked about the children. And then he went around to each of the more than 70 journalists, but had a word for each one. He's got to know several of them by now, but some asked him for prayers, some asked for selfies. And he made himself completely available. There was no time limit on it. Then we arrived in Ecuador. That was really something because the city is quite high, 2,850, I think, meters above sea level. And everywhere in the 8 days that the Pope went, millions of people turned out to see him. They really love him. One woman said to me that she'd come to his mass because she was a poor woman. We know he prays for us. We know he's close to us. We know he's thinking of us. And this was the message that was coming through. They love him. And he was so at ease speaking in Spanish. He had prepared texts, obviously prepared by himself, but he kept adding to the texts. And this really gave a very lively sense to the trip in each country, Ecuador, Bolivia, and Paraguay. And then we had very changing altitudes. In Paraguay, in Bolivia, in El Alto, that's the city just above La Paz, 4,000 meters high. And then we went down to sea level at another place. So changing temperatures, changing altitudes, and what was amazing, that while several journalists were sick or had headaches, the Pope was in perfect form, really didn't wilter for one moment. And it's great being on the papal flight because you see the Pope close up at major events. We get special places and we can see him close up. We see how he is. We see the reaction of the people, and we note when he intervenes or departs from his text. It's a very special privilege to be able to follow the Pope close up because you're able to report very accurately on what's happening.
Yes, and you've been on several trips now covering the Pope for America Media. Maybe we can look forward to the trip to the United States and Cuba in September, which I mentioned earlier. What can we expect from this trip? There's a lot of anticipation here in the United States.
There's a lot of anticipation, and I'm very happy that I'm going to be on the papal flight. So we'll be traveling in from Cuba with him. The first thing is that the Pope has wanted somehow to identify with the migrants, the immigrants. And so coming in from Cuba is one way of doing it. He originally said he'd have liked to come in from the Mexican border, but he's coming in from Cuba. And America is a country of immigrants. So he feels, because of his own origins, that he has something in common with the people in the United States. He's looking forward very much to it, I'm told by people very close to him. And he's preparing now, actively preparing for that visit. He wants to reach out to the people. He wants them, they've seen him on television, they've read about him in newspapers, but most of them haven't seen him face to face. And he wants to be as close to the people during his trip as possible. And of course, he will be touching on, he's going to visit a prison in Philadelphia, and he's going to go to St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, and he's going to, I think, go to Ground Zero. And so there are many of these things which are close to the heart of the American people, and he's going to be the first pope ever to address Congress. Several popes have been to the White House, but he's going to be the first pope ever to address Congress. I think that's very appropriate since he's the first pope from the Americas.
Well, Jerry, we want to thank you for your time and for all your hard work for America Media. We look forward to your continued coverage of the Vatican and the papacy, which is made possible with the support of our generous donors. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you, Tim.